Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Lee Highsmith is our guest. Lee is program manager with IBM. And he's been with them for a number of years, and we're going to talk today about maximizing your laptop, your notebook computers. Lee, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you with us.
Thanks very much. I'm pleased to be here.
Lee, notebook computers, laptop computers have been around for a number of years. I've been using them for a long time, and the first ones were very expensive, but now the prices are coming down significantly, aren't they?
Definitely true. We have very full-featured laptops in our ThinkPad product line that start as low as $1,000 or so.
Well, and yeah, there's some. In fact, I saw somebody had one out the other day that was seems to me like I saw something in the $800 range that you could that you can buy. So more and more laptops or notebook computers or whatever term you want to use, they're becoming more affordable, and they're becoming. And the more affordable they are, the more people are going to be using them as a tool, aren't they?
Absolutely. And we're also, you might think that as they're becoming more affordable, that the value you get might be less. But as the economies of scale have come to play, that we've really been able to pack a tremendous number of features, even in our more entry models of the ThinkPad product line.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's been interesting is that's an example of good deflation. Lee, as technology increases, as it becomes more mature, as the various companies creating these products create, as they pay for the R&D, so to speak, the prices start coming down. But and as you say, what's interesting is the newer, lower price point models are actually pretty features rich in a lot of cases, aren't they?
Absolutely. As little as $1,249, we have a model of our ThinkPad R series, which has a gigahertz processor, a 120 megabytes of RAM, and a 20 gigabyte hard drive, and a TFT active matrix screen. I mean, that's a pretty significant amount of function compared to what you might have paid for that a year or two ago.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, folks, if you're one of the things that I'd like to encourage you to do is if you don't have a notebook computer, is to try to find one that fits your price point, that fits your requirements, and figure out a way to use it. Especially if you need to do any work out of the office, so to speak, if you need to do any work on the road, if you need to do work at home, instead of going home, I use mine while I'm watching television. While I'm kind of watching television, it's a pretty handy way to stay productive.
Absolutely.
Another thing I know, Lee, that you want to talk about today are some ways that we can maximize the use of our laptops. Many of us already have laptops, but maybe we're not maximizing the value of it. And one of the things that you talk about, and I think this is a good point, is to make sure you've got an extra battery.
Absolutely. Extra batteries can obviously extend your functionality while you're out and around. I mean, I travel a fair bit. And having the ability to just simply swap out a battery and get an extra 2 or 3 hours of time is, you know, continuing to maximize the value of the investment I've made in my computer.
Have battery prices come down commensurate with the laptops?
Certainly, I would say that you're getting a value in addition to which that the battery life has also extended tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
So where previously you might have gotten, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours of battery life. Today, you get as many as 3 or 4 hours of battery mm-hmm. life. And, you know, as we're continuing to feed bigger screens and faster processors and faster hard drives and things of that sort,
and much larger operating systems and programs.
Absolutely right.
It just eats up batteries, don't they?
Definitely true. So, I mean, we're definitely seeing an increase in the small business area of use of mobile computers now that we've seen some studies that would say that 38% of small businesses are implementing mobile computing, and 21% of those businesses telecommute and use mm-hmm. Notebooks at home to work. So, you know, we've put a lot of thought into not only the design of the notebook computers or ThinkPad product line from a user perspective, but we're also bringing in, you know, a variety of products that sort of help people optimize. You know, mm-hmm. you mentioned batteries. Memory is a clear advantage for anybody who uses a computer. And you mentioned operating systems today. Operating systems are hungry for memory as much as anything else. Mm-hmm. Adding extra 128 megabytes of RAM can increase your overall system performance by up to 25%.
Wow.
Just by adding, and memory, the beauty of the economies of scale today is memory is very, very inexpensive, especially compared to the price of a system.
It's really dropped down. It hasn't been that many years ago that an additional, a few megabytes of memory, RAM, would cost you, $1,000. In fact, I remember, back when 1 megabyte of extra RAM would cost $1,000. Just 1 megabyte. That's been a while ago, but I
you, you predate me a bit. When I first came to IBM 9 years ago, I was with IBM PC Direct, and we were mm-hmm. selling notebook memory that was 16 megabytes, and it was $2,000.
Yeah.
Today, a 128 megabyte upgrade is about $70.
Yeah,
very inexpensive.
Not very much. But before we leave the battery thing, I wonder another thing that's a great tool is the AC adapter.
Absolutely.
Being able to plug that into your car and just keep on trucking.
Well, definitely true. I mean, again, the beauty of having a notebook computer is portability, but you always want to, you're only as good as long as you have juice. So mm-hmm. we have a DC adapter that allow you to plug it into your cigarette lighter in your car, or
right.
many airplanes today have DC adapters available in business class or back in the back seats these
right.
days. So
right.
You can extend your functionality, charge your battery while you're not using it, and keep moving, keep advancing the ball every day.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, of course, and of course that's the lifeblood of a notebook computer is being able to keep working while you're on the road. And if you run out of battery, then it might as well be a doorstop, right?
Absolutely.
now moving back over to the memory. I mean, 128K of RAM. In today's world, with all the different programs that are available, that's really not nearly enough. You need at least double that, don't you?
I would certainly go to 256 to start.
Yeah. Stand by, Lee. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We've got some more good stuff to talk about. Lee Highsmith with IBM is going to talk to us some more about maximizing our notebooks, and IBM's got some solutions that they've been working on. We'll get you to tell them about those in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
You remember we used to run
high. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Lee Highsmith is our guest. He's with IBM. He's a program manager with them. And Lee, one of the things that I want you to do before we're going to talk about wireless, we're going to talk about some projector options and some other things that you've got on your mind. Some things we can do to maximize any of our laptops, but to any of our notebook computers. But before we do that, I want you to tell the folks, you guys have, IBM has come up with some packages that you put together that sort of are like a bundle of these things that people can choose from and just make one purchase and sort of cover the waterfront.
Definitely true. And what we've tried to do is look at how our customers use their computers and things that they're looking to solve when they're mm-hmm. buying a notebook computer, because that's obviously not the end of the story.
Right.
So, they're looking to us, IBM, to make it easy for them, and we responded by putting five solutions together that sort of logically group things together depending on what the customer might be using it for.
Right, what their applications are.
Exactly right.
And requirements, uh-huh.
And the good news, too, is you can save up to 13% in purchasing these bundles.
All
so
right.
We have traveler bundles that include the DC adapter we mentioned and a retractable RJ11 phone cord to keep mess down.
Right.
A mobile traveler bundle, which gives you battery and AC adapters, memory, and a nice bag.
Mm-hmm.
So again, sort of a one line item purchase to get mm-hmm. some things that will help you as you're using your PC. We have an easy wireless LAN solution, which will get someone started implementing a wireless LAN.
Which we're going to talk about wireless in just a second.
Definitely right. And then we have the presentation professional, which is based around our portable projector and some other options around that to help leverage that asset. and last the mobile desktop, because we know that, you know, small business owners don't necessarily want to give up the functionality of a desktop, so we have a solution that incorporates a monitor and some other things that just replicate the function of a desktop while letting them sort of walk away as well.
And if people want to check those out, tell us how they can get that.
You can go to www.ibm.com/small business and click on More Great Offers, or just call our 888-SHOP-IBM, extension 5068, and that's our small business model that we're happy to talk to you about.
Check that out when you get a chance. Now, do those bundles work with other than the IBM notebooks?
It depends on which ones. Certainly the presentation professional don't have anything that are what I'll call proprietary to IBM.
Right.
When you get into things like AC adapters and
batteries. That would definitely be particular to that machine.
And the sales reps on the phone can certainly
help you with that. All right. Okay, let's get into the wireless issue. That's a big deal for laptops these days, isn't it, Lee?
Absolutely. Wireless is blazing a path through the world as small business owners and home users have access to broadband. DSL or cable modems are becoming increasingly affordable and really offer some interesting flexibility to small businesses and home users.
I was reading an article yesterday in the Wall Street Journal about how other countries have really standardized the wireless connectivity protocols, but the United States hasn't. But that's something that's really emerging, and so more and more over the next few months, U.S. companies are going to be offering more. They're going to be standardizing more of the wireless connectivity. So this is something that's really going to be emerging more and more in America than it has been.
Definitely the truth. I think we've all, IBM has followed the industry standard model with 802.11b, which is, the worldwide wireless standard that is commonly accepted today. I think certainly before there were a lot of people fighting for control, but 802.11 has won out. On the horizon, there are newer, faster versions of 802.11. But today, the 802.11b offers very affordable wireless networking, which gives you tremendous flexibility. If you think about how you work, you're not always sitting at your desk trying to get work done, right? You have meetings and conference rooms. You're sitting at someone else's desk working. You're doing a lot of things that you might really be handy to have your notebook computer with you. Wireless networking lets you work anywhere you need to work, and is very affordable.
Well, and you walk into with that capability, you walk into a client's office, and you don't have to say, "Can I plug up here?" You just pop it open and hit the enter button, and you're online.
Definitely true.
And that's a tremendous. What if your client says, "Hey, why don't we go out and walk in the park and talk about this? Why don't we sit on the park bench and talk about this?" You just tuck it up under your arm and take off.
Well, we definitely have, for example, I have a wireless LAN set up at my home using our router gateway, which is a small business solution as well as a home solution.
Right.
It gives you four Ethernet ports to plug wired clients, and you can have many, many wireless clients supported. Uh-huh. I can sit in my neighbor's living room across the street and connect. Now,
And of course, let me say this thing, Lee. One of the things you and I are kind of talking about two different things. You're talking about a local area network, a wireless local area network, where you kind of need to be sort of close to your base. Right.
Definitely true.
And then there is the capability to be wireless without being part of your local area network.
Definitely. There are many services you can, if you're on a customer site, depending on whether they've secured their site or not, you can certainly gain access. There are also many airports that have wireless access.
Right.
And even Starbucks has a program where you have a membership based participation where you can walk into a Starbucks and be connected to the web, get your email. Do whatever you want. It's real interesting stuff.
So many new things that are available out there, folks. Now, and Lee, we're running out of time, but we've still got some other things to talk about. We need to talk about projectors, some way to use these things in presentations. We'll have to come back and do this again and wrap this up another time.
Okie dokie.
Lee Highsmith, ladies and gentlemen, with IBM. He's a program manager there. We've been talking about how to maximize the value, the effectiveness of your notebook computers. And Lee, thank you for helping us with that today.
I was happy to be here.
And we'll do it again real soon.
Great.
Going to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back.
Come down off your throne and leave your body alone. Somebody...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.